This is Abu Ghraib prison, once made infamous by the Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein for torture and killings. An estimated 4,000 Iraqis died while in custody during the former regime.
This prison has a bad reputation. Iraqis suffered greatly in Abu Ghraib by the hands of the former regime. If a person was to enter, he was surely to come out dead.
The prison also caught a bad rap during the American occupation, when disgraceful pictures surfaced of U.S. soldiers torturing prisoners. The pictures sparked worldwide outrage.
Abu Ghraib witnessed terrible events by U.S. forces. The shameful tactics of torture and killings used by the Americans were disgraceful.
Now, the Iraqi Justice Ministry says they have closed down the prison on security concerns. They say the 2,400 prisoners, who are all held on terrorism charges, have been transferred to other facilities in central and northern Iraq.
Abu Ghraib is considered dangerous due to its proximity to Fallujah. There have been several attempts by ISIL fighters to break out prisoners from the jail. The action of closing the prison by the government will stop prisoners from escaping.
The Justice Ministry claims Abu Ghraib, which borders the Anbar province, is in a hot zone due to the ongoing fighting between the army and the Al-Qaeda breakoff group known as the ISIL. Fighting has been taking place since last December. That, apart from deaths, has caused hundreds of thousands of people to flee their homes.
Officials say hundreds of inmates escaped and at least 50 prisoners and members of the security forces were killed during the assault. The Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant took credit for the assault on the prison. It is still not clear whether the closing of the prison is temporary or if it will reopen if the security situation calms down in Iraq. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.